With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Jesus. Doesn't look a thing like Jesus.
Does not look a thing like Jesus.
I did pull that for the best dub that we may...
Oh, did you?
Yeah, that we may be playing. I'm still trying to figure out exactly what to do and what to put where.
I'm interested to see what the best of, what our best of is.
Yeah, what Jordan thought for that.
Yeah.
Is it basically just a lot of me? I get it.
Stacey Moody, everybody.
Good morning, Stacey.
Morning.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Jordan.
We should do good morning like the Waltons.
Ooh, yeah,
oh,
I love that.
God.
Good morning, Jim Bob. I mean,
take
Dustin.
Take about 45 minutes.
Cool. Then our first 6 o'clock hour is done.
Thanks for listening.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
How was your long weekend?
I didn't have technology for the first time since I was 12.
Good.
That was weird.
Good.
Yeah.
That's because you stayed at the lake house.
Yes. There was no telephone service and there's no Wi-Fi. So.
What'd you do?
I know, right? We went. Well, first off, the first day was spent moving furniture.
Right.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No. Not fun. But then we just hung out at the lake. We went on a boat ride with our neighbors. We went and sat on this giant lily pad, which is this giant thing you put in the water. It was fun. It was nice to just kind of disconnect from everything. But on the first day, we had Wi-Fi installed. The rest of my family put it.
Oh, come on, really?
Well, my stepdad has to have it for work, for emails.
Yeah, so he should be the only one.
He should be the only one that has a password. I did not put it in my phone. My girlfriend did not put it in her phone. My sister had it within, I don't know.
Of course.
2 minutes.
Of course. Millennials. I'm proud of you, though. So you can actually have fun without the internet?
I can. It's amazing.
That's wild. How do you feel about that, Chris?
I love that. Going back to the good old days.
Yeah, speaking of the good old days. Dude,
my
you've got
old.
Yeah. All I can think of is that Bare Naked Ladies song, 1 Week.
Oh my God.
One week. Telly's a daddy.
Weeks. 2 weeks.
What do you mean 2 weeks?
Well, September 18th is the due date.
Yeah, that's 2 weeks. Did I lose a week?
It's only September 3rd.
Actually, no. I looked into a crystal ball and you got 1 week left.
Ooh.
No, better. The 10th, no. I need to wait till at least like the Virgo Libra cutoff.
Oh, you don't want your baby to be a...
Virgo.
Okay.
Oh, okay, that's rude. That's fine.
What if the baby's born on your birthday?
That'd be pretty cool.
Oh, that'd be neat.
Yeah, but that means you lose your birthday for the rest of time.
I haven't really celebrated my birthday for the past, like, 5 years, so I'm okay with that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm willing to sacrifice my day of birth for my child.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm surprised.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm honestly very surprised.
Stacey.
Should I not?
No, you should.
No,
but
you absolutely should.
Doesn't sound like you.
But yeah, you're like, excuse me.
My day.
It's my day.
You're like, I surprise you sometimes.
You do.
Yes, that's true.
An understatement.
Stacey.
Jordan.
How were your days off?
My days off were busy, but good. And hot and sweaty and gross, but...
We're about to get a nice little cool off starting Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. For what, like 4 minutes?
Basically.
Cool.
And then hopefully... just stays all that way, but maybe not.
Yeah.
How cold are we talking?
70s.
Okay, I can do that.
Yeah.
I can handle that.
Yeah. We just have to get through these next 2 days.
We're going to have some warm weather?
Apparently.
Good.
We've had more. Oh, my God.
All we are is warm weather.
I could use some. I like the mid-80s.
Okay.
That's my favorite.
All right.
Mm.
What'd you do on your with your days off, Jordan?
I worked on our best of. I didn't leave the house. It was crazy. My cat did something really weird yesterday.
How weird?
What'd Blanche do?
Like the equivalent of what your significant others would do to
what?
You. Yeah, I'll tell you about it after Stacey's favorite band and somebody that she has a news story about at 7 o'clock.
Yay. The Offspring.
Jordan Silver and Friends. 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
Today's Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday was Monday.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually how the calendar works.
Tomorrow's Wednesday, Stacey.
Oh my God. Wait, is it Thursday after that?
Yeah. And then guess what?
Is it Friday?
Yes!
Yeah!
Wow. Do you guys want tickets to something for doing that?
Yeah, can we?
Yeah, Blink-182.
Okay, we do have those, and we're going to give out a ton of them tomorrow.
Good. Wait, when is that show?
Sunday.
Sunday, cool.
Because yeah, we're only here tomorrow.
Ooh.
And, yeah. Sorry, oh, I screwed up my days real bad. I don't know why I thought that this concert I wanted to go to was on the 12th, but it's actually on the 4th. So I get this weekend.
I think that's maybe why your weeks are screwed up.
That's true.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah.
I have to keep track of so many things that I can no longer keep track of things.
I don't know how you keep track of all your things.
Right. Me neither. And apparently I don't do it very well because...
I was going to say, clearly she's not doing it well.
I don't know where I got the 12th from. I don't know where I got the 12th from. But yeah, today is Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Yesterday it was Monday. And Blanche did the weirdest thing yesterday.
What did the cat do?
I woke up and he woke me up basically like signaling me. Like Lassie when there was a fire. What? He was just like, like at my face with his little claws.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just like, and I'm like, what? So I get up and I look at my clock and it was 4 o'clock yesterday morning.
In the a.m.?
Mm-hmm.
Was he waking you up to go to work?
Right!
That's weird.
I swear to God, you guys.
Oh.
Can a cat know my schedule so well? And can a cat have the... I understand the concept of time and calendar to wake me up. Like, he didn't puke anywhere. He wasn't sick. There was no fire. He was literally waking me up at 4 o'clock on the dot because I was late for work.
Wow.
That's incredible.
Is it, or is it? Am I just reading into this story?
No,
that's absolutely
incredible.
He was waking you up
for
work.
For sure.
He's
in the routine of that every morning. If you're not up, he's like, oh, you're supposed to be up right now. He knows.
Isn't that crazy?
Someone's got to buy him treats. That's what he's saying.
He has treats.
Yeah, but if you're late for work, then you get fired. Mm. Therefore, he loses his treats.
Okay. Wow.
He's more. It's his own personal gain out of this.
You think so?
Yeah. I don't think he's looking out for you. He's looking out for himself.
Okay, but I'm not reading into this. This is actually amazing because that's what your partners do for you. Mm-hmm. You know, you've woken up late, Chris, and your wife is like, it's 5 o'clock.
Oh, yeah, then my heart dropped. It was 5:04.
Yeah, your wife. I'm sure that may happen to you sometimes, your girlfriend, Dustin, your boyfriend, Stacy. And for me, it's my cat.
Stream Jordan Silver and Friends 6 to 9 on the radio.com app.
So I saw a random story in the news, a local one, about some graffiti.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris, I asked you to pull the audio for it because, again, it's one of those stories that... It just gets better,
mm-hmm.
I think. It's one of those it gets better on. We did this with a story about a scooter where...
some chick got popped in the butt.
Yeah, after saying, F this, running off from the police. This is...
Story of a girl.
Something... Yes, this is a story of a girl. This is this is somewhat like that.
And drama in her world.
It's just one of those things that it just... I'm picturing something very different. It is why I love Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
It's why, people in Kansas City are badass mofos. And this story will prove that.
I love this.
I think. And we'll talk about it coming up right after, No Doubt.
Catch Jordan Silver and Friends from 6 to 9 on The Buzz.
Okay, so this is, I just see this story going somewhere completely different because I did do something this past weekend, and I got into that show Mindhunter.
Oh, I love it.
Oh my God, so good.
On Netflix?
Yes.
Okay. Take that out of your mind.
Oh, okay.
So, because that's the only thing that I saw when I watched this news story. It's from KCTV5, Nathan Vickers, who is a reporter there. Real cool guy. Back when it was snowing and icing and stuff, this guy was doing a news report live from somewhere over in like the Midtown area, and he was pushing cars when he was off air. He was pushing cars up the hill. Nice guy. But he did a story over the past weekend about a woman who owns a salon, and somebody did some graffiti on the side of it.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Take a listen to this. I've got broke this up into five pieces.
Something left on the side of Chelsea Edwards' salon left a black mark on her holiday weekend.
I was like, not my wall.
A simple, unimpressive doodle.
Okay, so this woman owns her own business, and somebody went to the side of her business and graffitied it. This is what it looks like.
Mm. Okay.
Chris, can you describe this?
It's just a circle.
Yep.
Underneath it, it's a triangle.
Yep.
And then below that is basically two L's the opposite way.
Right. So it is apparently like kind of a woman restroom-ish
thing. A rough version.
Sideways. Yeah. Like a side, like if a woman, the woman sign for a bathroom, if that person were standing sideways and drawn by someone not that well.
Like a three-year-old.
Right. Well, see, that's kind of the focus of their new story at KCTV5. So let's continue.
I always thought graffiti was kind of neat and artistic. And then you have stick figure girl. It's a little disappointing.
Right. So she's upset that her graffiti is not a Picasso. Because you've seen graffiti. It's
so beautiful. She would have been okay had someone graffitied her building and it had been, done well.
Possibly.
Okay.
Possibly.
I'm with her.
I don't know. But like graffiti artists... Normally, it's beautiful. You're like, how did you get that three-dimensional thing underneath that bridge over there and didn't die? How did you do this here and nobody saw you do it? You know, that's what graffiti reminds me of. So, with this news story, they just keep sticking to the fact that the art sucks. Okay, let's keep going.
I think it's lazy, minimalist, hipster, pretentious.
Ooh, I'm gonna tag this here.
So, okay, they're making fun of this graffiti artist, right? These, like, girls. And then here's some more art critics that saw it.
The body's not connected to itself. It was, like, not connecting itself to society.
Probably a 3 out of 10. Because it's just very simple.
So they're giving this graffiti a 3 out of 10.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's not very good, but wow. That's what the news story focuses on, the fact that it is just not done well. And the last people to talk about how well this was done.
Having like a smile would be good.
She could use some arms.
She's gonna have some weird like googly eyes.
Some added a face and clothing.
With an ice cream cone dress.
Okay, so this person came and did graffiti on this wall, and the whole news story involves everyone talking about how crappy it is and or what they would add to it. Like, let's put an ice cream cone to this. Let's do something
else.
Yeah,
she needs arms and why is that the focus?
I don't know, but see, this is what I'm thinking. Kansas City is making fun of this thing. But this symbol is probably something from like a serial killer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's going to start popping up all over the place.
Yeah, maybe that like the serial killer sitting there watching TV and he's like, "That's my symbol," and that means that there's a dead body somewhere like 60 feet from here.
That's where I went.
Right.
And also to take it a step further, these people are on camera talking ass.
Yeah.
Oh, they dead.
Right. Giving them a 3 out of 10.
Also. I feel bad for whoever did this now.
Right, me too.
You know what? I hate those people who got interviewed.
Yeah.
And I'm glad she got graffitied.
You're glad that she got graffitied?
Yeah.
But this
I'm glad it was crappy.
I don't want to get murdered either. So I just think it's so funny how badass Kansas City is that they are judgy about even their graffiti when it's probably coming from a serial killer.
That is definitely, or just like the most vicious Kansas City gang. Like, they come at you like that.
Ice cream cone girls?
Yeah.
The ice cream cone girls.
But they really just stab you.
BTK had a symbol. Zodiac killer had a symbol. Smiley face killer had a symbol. I'm just waiting.
Yeah.
Either that or I watched way too much Mindhunter this weekend.
The ice cream girl is coming for you. Yeah.
But we support you and your symbol.
I love it.
Yeah.
I think it's the greatest thing I've ever seen.
What do you guys think?
It's just...
I want that to be my next tattoo.
I think it's beautiful, and I think definitely there's some hidden... They're saying how simple it is, but I think there's some deeper meaning with that.
Like Absolutely. The girl that said that the head was separated from the body, so therefore it's like they're separated from society.
Yeah, you like can read all that serial deep killers.
Yeah, you can read that deep into a triangle circle with two lines.
Right, I mean, she's facing right, if you want to get crazy.
Well, her legs aren't attached either, so she's like a you know, amputee.
Yeah, this is, honestly, I'm telling you, watched too much Mindhunter this weekend. Somewhere real close to this is a head decapitated from a body decapitated from the legs. I'm telling you.
Jordan plus Chris plus Stacy plus Dustin equals Jordan Silver and Friends.
Definitely could not pronounce what the hell you went to.
Yeah, you asked who it was.
Yeah, who?
It's a what.
What? Listen, we're rounding the year mark of me being here, so I'm still like at this very last part. I moved here on September 18th of last year, the same day that your baby is
due.
Yes,
we're
Christopher.
Connected that way.
Mm-hmm. So these last, this like Labor Day weekend thing, going on here?
So much going on Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, there really was. Yeah. And one thing that I read was, pronounce it please,
Santa Caligan Days.
What the hell is that?
It is. So I had to look it up, what it meant. It's the celebration of the point of the Santa Fe, California, and Oregon trails.
Oh, yes. So it has nothing to do with our buddy
Santa.
No, Santa Claus or Christmas. I'm already half interested.
I know. I thought from the name it was going to be one of those everybody dresses up as Santa and goes drinking thing.
Yeah, some Santa festival in California.
Santa Con. Like 90% of the words are in there.
Yes, it's Santa Con, not Santa Caligon.
Yeah, anyway, so.
It's a different thing. Oh, my God.
What is it? Well, I know what it is. Where is it?
It's in Independence.
Okay.
Missouri.
Uh-huh. How many people were there?
A lot.
Okay.
Like 30,000?
At least 12 other people.
No, there are a lot of people there. A lot of people.
Sometimes they sell like 100 tickets per one Stacey Moody when she goes somewhere because she needs the room and the...
That's fair.
The bodyguards and stuff like that. So what things were going on at Santa Caligon?
So it's basically like if you had... A festival. It's got like arts and crafts. Mm-hmm. People sell stuff. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of food, turkey legs, that kind of thing. A lot of funnel cakes. There was like 75 places to buy a funnel cake.
Okay.
And then there's music, and there's a carnival.
Okay.
It's like a legit carnival, not like a "Hi, we're here to make you have fun. We're here to take your money" carnival.
Oh,
got swindled. Pissed.
Oh, girl. Oh. So you said that you almost died?
All right. So part of the carnival.
What day did you go? I just want anybody who was also there yesterday just to know that you were in the same place, same time as Stacey Moody when she almost died.
And you're welcome for that. So there's this ride called the Himalaya, and it goes in a circle, but it has like dips, right? So it's like up and down in a circle. It progressively gets faster. Then, normally, it goes real fast for about 30 seconds, and then it slows down, and you're done.
Are you somebody that likes to go on rides like that?
I love rides.
Okay.
And so me and AZ were there, and we get in. And so, first of all, it's 1,000 degrees outside.
Mm-hmm.
We're sitting there waiting for all the cars to fill up, sitting there. Finally, we start going. I'm like, oh, thank God. Like, we've been here for 15 minutes already.
So annoyed.
So annoyed.
Can't believe they decided to get filled up with other people. This isn't a VIP trip for just you and AZ.
I know. So it starts going, and I'm like, oh, this is fun. And I don't know why, but every single roller coaster I ride, doesn't matter how fast or what it does, I giggle to the point where I cry. Like, that's how I ride roller coasters. I just giggle the whole time.
Okay, got it.
So, it's going. I'm giggling. My upper fat roll is starting to, like, hurt a bit.
Yep, I hate that.
So, we're going, and we keep going.
Oh, my God. All right, end.
It doesn't end. So...
You pass the spot where you're supposed to get off, and it's still going?
It just, so this guy, so the guy running it is on his cell phone. So it gets to the point where I'm laughing and then I stop laughing.
At what point does it go from laughing to screaming?
I was screaming so loud.
So here's the thing. You've obviously seen this ride while you're waiting in line. You know the amount of time
AZ has ridden this thing 1,000 times, right?
Right. How long does it normally take? Was your guess? Like a minute?
A couple minutes.
Okay.
It has been at least 5 minutes and we're just, I am holding on. For dear life. I mean, I'm smashing AZ. I'm holding out for dear life. The poor girl in front of us was alone. She's like straight up horizontal at this point, just trying not to die.
Wait, so the guy's on his phone and he didn't stop the ride?
I am, yeah. And there's another dude, again, on his phone, just seeing all of us wanting to die. I was close to tears. Like I'm like over here looking at AZ. I go, this is how we die.
Right.
This is like Final Destination crap. We are dying on this ride. So it finally stops. Everyone just takes a minute before we get off. Like, whoa, we survived that, guys.
And then, like, parents of the kids on it, they were like, oh, my God, are you okay? Like, we're all just, and
so
we can't
everyone walk. Noticed that it was going on for way too long.
Oh, my God. And it, everyone is, like, screaming, like, can you please stop this ride?
Did anybody talk to the guy that was running it?
I don't know. I couldn't. All I was focused on was not. It was bad. So I almost died, right? So then I'm like, hey, I want to get a caricature, right? So after all that, and after I, you know, took a minute to
get better. Yeah.
We passed up again about 15 different character
drawers.
Mm-hmm. And
do you think one of them is the graffiti person?
Maybe.
Okay.
So we landed on one that I thought looked like he was going to draw us like we were dead, but actually drew us like we were kind of ghetto.
Oh my God. Let me see.
This is the best thing I have ever purchased.
That is the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. How do we describe that? You have bubble heads. 90%.
What is that?
Did you see how big my boobs are? My boobs are in my face.
What else do you think the guy was staring at while he was doing the carriage?
Stacey Moody on Jordan Silver and Friends.
So glad that you didn't die on that ride, Stacey Moody.
Oh my, my whole body aches still.
I bet. And if you didn't die on the actual ride, then possibly of embarrassment thanks to that caricature.
Dude.
So off.
Huge boobs. And it gave me a choker. I wasn't even wearing a choker. Wasn't even wearing a necklace.
Wow. Mm. He just took the liberty of putting you in a choker.
Oh.
I don't understand why with those. I'm too self-conscious to ever get a caricature.
You got
me.
It.
Yeah.
Good job.
Way too self-conscious.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're like, they take something so small when they do those drawings and they blow it up to 90% of the photo.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Just like that 15 head.
Yeah.
Yeah, for you, it'd be like, oh, you wear glasses? Here, they're going to take up like 60% of your face. It's like, no, they don't.
No,
they don't.
They would give me a mustache. Would they? Yes, they would be like, that's a mustache. Anyway, so we have a full day today at 7:25. We have Never Have I Ever.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you remember what day of the week it is. Also, 8:25, Hopcat in Westport coming into town, coming into the studio because they have new fries.
Yum.
We get to do fries?
We're just eating food.
Are they bringing in fries?
Yes.
Yes.
I love food. Sorry.
Three different kinds. One including.
Three different kinds of fries?
Yeah.
They're going to be sauces.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
One of them is funnel cake fries.
What?
Shut your mouth.
Yeah, they've got this whole thing going on at Hopcat that you go and try the new fries and then pick which one is your favorite. So we're going to do that.
Oh, my God. Oh my God.
Yeah, we're going to get some food.
Heck yes.
Of course, I hooked you guys up with some food. But we also have the news coming up at 7 o'clock. And what's something that you're working on with it, Chris?
I didn't know these jobs exist, and their salary isn't that bad.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Dustin?
I've got some news about First Fridays.
Okay.
The offspring's in the news for some reason.
Okay. So excited about all that.
You sound so enthused.
It went from real high to real low.
That sounds like our news.
Yeah.
Coming up at 7 o'clock.
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
Ooh, I've been worried about what they're going to do with this since the last one. Dustin, you've got news about First Friday?
Yeah, there's going to be a little bit of a change. It's actually going to be a ginormous change, so take a listen to this.
Friday, you won't find Kona Ice downtown. I mean, if it becomes safer, you know, and they want to have us down here again, I'm sure, more than sure, we'd come down here for First Fridays.
And it's not just Kona Ice.
Okay.
All food trucks, all vendors, all sideshows, all that.
Is gone now?
Gone.
What?
Because Crossroads Community Association lost liability insurance.
Everything's ruined because of insurance.
So therefore, and the food trucks have just said that they just don't see it getting safer, so they don't even want to be down there. They'll take that hit. They said that they're okay with taking the hit.
Totally, but it's also scary.
Yeah, you know? And then come October, there's going to be a curfew in place. It's going to become an alcohol-free event. They're going to bring food trucks back, but in a smaller scale. It's just the whole thing's going to change in the next couple months.
It sucks, but also they're not doing this for no reason.
Right,
people
right.
died. Someone died.
Right.
It's scary. You know, it's like when people get upset when you go to KC Live and there's like, there's a metal detector. You're like, I'm so glad there's a metal detector.
I'm okay with
Thank
that.
Thank you for the metal detector. Stacey, what is your really exciting music news?
So the bassist for The Offspring is suing the band over copyright infringement. And he's also complaining that they tried to basically kick him out of the business side of the band. My biggest question is, who cares?
Honestly, if anybody's going to sue The Offspring for copyright infringement, it would be their song, Why Don't You Get a Job, being a total ripoff of the Beatles' Obla-Di-Obla-Da. What else is going on in the news? Chris, some book banning.
Yeah, a Catholic school in Tennessee has banned the book Harry Potter. Here's why.
Father Dan Reels releasing a statement saying, quote, the curses and spells used in the books are actual curses and spells.
Did you know that the average salary of an exorcist is like $45,000?
Wow.
This is an actual job?
It's an actual job, and they only do a few a year.
Yeah, no,
Chris.
Yeah, exactly.
Chris, do you want to start your own exorcism
Absolutely.
Business? Let's do this.
Stacey, what else is going on?
So you remember that old people face app that was basically from Germany that was basically stealing everyone's information?
Yeah. Russia.
Russia, yeah.
There
same
you go.
Thing. Oh, all right, well, there's one of them happening in China. What the app swaps a face with a celebrity in any TV or movie scene. It's actually pretty badass looking, really good looking. But in the user agreement, like when you download the app and you agree to stuff, it basically says we have the right to use any and everything that you do in this app for our marketing.
Of course,
people are pissed. Isn't that every app?
It is. I don't understand why people don't understand that. That's all written in the fine print that you click through.
That's Facebook, dude.
Yeah.
Instagram.
All of a sudden, Stacey, you're going to see yourself on a bench ad in, like, Thailand for, like, I don't know, laser hair removal.
That could have went way worse, but I'm okay with laser hair removal.
Dustin.
Yes, the Royals have a new owner and a group of investors, so that's pretty neat. Mm-hmm. The Chiefs signed a new 6-time Pro Bowler running back. You guys don't even care about that. Sporting KC won.
Yay!
Woo! Go Sporting KC. But this is the biggest news to me. College football. Listen to this.
Penalty flags out on the field.
Unsportsmanlike conduct. Jackson State mascot. We're coming up to the field.
So the mascot decided, I'm going to get in on this as well.
The Jackson State mascot got penalized.
Who said college football can't be exciting? Look at that college mascot getting a penalty flag. Never in my life. I have watched football my whole life. I have never heard the mascot getting a penalty flag.
Oh, I like that. Sports, go sports.
Wow.
Follow Jordan Silver on Instagram at J-O-R-D-I-N Silver.
That's a weird thing for Facebook to remind you.
Well, so I posted it was a meme, and it was 3 years ago today.
What happened?
There was the biggest earthquake that Kansas City had 3 years ago today.
Damn.
And the meme is a picture of a plastic lawn chair on its side, and it says, we will rebuild. Because it may have been our largest, but it was still nothing.
That's good. Those are scary.
I was in my bed, I remember, in my old apartment, and my bed at that time was on wheels because, you know, child.
Wow.
And, yeah. And
elderly.
I know. And I remember it, like, moving. Like, what is happening? I thought I was asleep, but then I was.
Some of the bad earthquakes that I was in LA, one involved the bed and the other involved the toilet.
Oh, no.
Nothing like sitting on the toilet and then there being an earthquake. Let me tell you.
Did the pod crack?
No, it was fine.
That was good.
The toilets are built to last. You know that.
I don't understand the strength of some toilets.
Okay. Do you guys remember where you were when the
earthquake happened? I was producing the Toby Tobin show. And I was just standing there, all of a sudden the whole building started shaking. I thought someone was walking down the hallway, but they weren't.
Okay. were you even born?
Yeah.
3 years ago?
I was probably in a college class. I don't remember it. When Stacey brought that up, I legitimately don't even remember this at all.
Wow.
She didn't text you when it happened?
No. Mm. Just, you weren't on the text message group yet.
We didn't know each other yet.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have replied anyway.
I know.
Okay. Well... That's awesome. I am so excited for Never Have I Ever. I'm going to give you guys, a shot of something to get you guys in the mood for this. But before that, oops, I did it again. I
played with your heart.
I did it again.
You played with our hearts?
I forgot to give out a pair of tickets for Labor Day.
No!
And they're still good. They're still good. They're good until Sunday.
What are these tickets that you didn't give away?
Our last pair of Worlds of Fun. There's four of them. Pack.
A four pack.
Wow. I want to say pair, but what's four?
A pack.
A quad.
Quad.
Our quad pack of Worlds of Fun end of summer tickets. They're good until Sunday. If you want these, 576-7965, fifth caller.
All aboard the TMI train. This is Never Have I Ever.
Stacey Moody is dying over there. What the hell just happened?
Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I didn't know the thing was on.
Yeah. Usually after we do an intro, we start talking. Is it bad coffee?
Coffee is real bad.
Is that the studio coffee?
Yeah.
It's a station, radio station coffee?
It's usually not that bad.
Really?
Yeah.
It's probably got grinds and stuff just in the bottom.
Oh.
Should have just grabbed a beer, dude.
We got one?
Yeah. There's
a bunch some Knob Creek over
Can
there.
Can I really have one of those?
Yeah. You want some KC Beer Company?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to have fries coming in with Hopcat.
That'll be my... I'll wash it down with that.
Coming up in about an hour, so maybe we'll wash it down with some beer. Okay, this is Never Have I Ever, and this is why. Is that?
I'm just thinking about the fries, and my mouth is already salivating.
Swallow, buddy. All of Kansas City wants to vomit right now.
yeah.
Well, this is a game where we learn a little bit too much about each other, and... My favorite part from last week is Strawberry Mama over there, nickname that an ex-boyfriend gave her. But I'll start.
Okay.
Never have I ever found something that everyone else enjoys but me. I have, all four of us have.
Found? Repeat that question again.
Then how did you answer it?
I think I have it.
He has, I have up, but he doesn't understand the question. Found something that everyone else enjoys but me.
Oh, but I'll read it at the opposite of that.
Okay, so he slowly turned his paddle around to I have God. Never when Dustin, Stacy, and I have. For me, it's snowball fights. I hate snowball fights.
You hate them?
I hate them. I hate having stuff thrown at me. I never said that I wouldn't. Especially like balls of ice and stuff. No, it's not fun. It's mean. It's mean.
I'm with you on that one.
And I hate it. All right, so Chris also agrees with me.
Hot dogs.
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
I hate hot dogs.
Why?
Because they're disgusting.
Why?
The taste of them, the flavor, the texture, the fact that so many people like them, and the fact that they're just the staple at baseball stadiums and places across the country. A, I don't get that. Hamburgers are way better. And they're just so gross.
I love hot dogs.
I love hot dogs.
My favorite food.
I had hot dogs yesterday.
How can you just have that just casual conversation after I'm this extremely passionate about hating them?
I know. We were going to get into this on Labor Day, but I was just surprised that you actually did your homework that it just, you know.
I've had two hot dogs in the past 21 years. One was March 1990.
Okay. All right. My thing.
Yes, Dustin, what is the thing that you found that everyone else enjoys but you?
Like the crowded dance bars. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
I just don't get it. I don't get what's enjoyable about that at all.
They're so loud that you can't talk.
You can't even have a conversation. Mm-hmm. There's not, you can dance. No, you can't. You don't have enough room. Because then you bump into somebody or they bump your drink. I'm okay.
I'm with you. Yeah, that sucks. Stacey Moody?
Mine's more, I hate a lot of things
that
a lot
do.
Of people like. But more generalized, just music, mostly.
There's a lot
of music that people love and I absolutely hate.
Okay, like?
Don't say Taylor Swift.
Like?
I'm actually coming around to
Taylor. Oh my God, I forgot she is. Everybody, Buzz Family. Stacey Moody is starting to become a fan of the T-Swizz.
She's a swizzle.
I'm thinking about becoming a fan.
Oh, you will be.
Oh my God, that
okay.
face.
I'm sorry. I'm welcoming you into my world.
Is there like a committee that welcomes me? Is there like a party?
Yes, we have meetings in my heart.
Oh.
So what's some of the music that everybody likes but you hate?
I mean, like Imagine Dragons.
Well,
and
I think everybody hates those.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Everybody hates Imagine Dragons.
You too.
That's Laszlo's favorite band.
I know.
I don't get them.
It's so sad. It's one of his downfalls. One of his like two.
Me too.
What's the other one?
I don't know.
Okay. 21 Pilots. I know you don't like
them. 21. Oh, God.
Yep.
Oh, Lizzo. For Lizzo.
Honestly, you
hate.
Should-
Lizzo.
I think
calm
you,
down.
You just...
How dare you telling me to calm down, Mr. Hot Dog?
You need to calm down.
All right, that's a Taylor Swift song I like.
There we go!
All right. Strawberry Mama, it's Mr. Hot Dog.
Mr. Hot Dog's turn. That's you, Chris.
Never have I ever hit a parked car and not left a note.
Okay, you have?
Oh my God.
Chris,
you're the only one that has.
I was 16, and I technically didn't leave a note, but I did go to the police station. I hit some ice, and my front bumper hit the side of their door, and then I left. And then the next day at school, I was at a table with some women, and this one girl was like,
Someone hit their car.
I'm like, that might have been me.
Oh, my God. I had somebody leave a note on my car that said, sorry, I hit your car.
Sorry, I hit your car. So I never did that to anyone.
That's nice. I've gotten hit, like, I've been sideswiped, like, several times, and no one's left even a note. So that's nice.
Yeah. But this is, I'm guessing that someone saw it happen, and so the person had to get out of the car and write their information. And instead of writing their information, all they wrote down on that piece of paper, that yellow piece of paper, was, sorry, I hit your car.
My bad, bro. My bad, bro.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Never have I ever experimented with my sexual orientation.
Jordan.
What?
What's your answer?
Well, duh. Next question. Nobody else has. Really, guys? Come on. You've never,
like,
kissed a girl?
Pecked a girl. Like,
I guess that's experimenting. Your mom doesn't count.
Well, no, I was super drunk.
You were super drunk.
I've never, like, out with a girl, but I've, like, pecked a girl. That's it.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
I know, it doesn't count.
Dustin, you've never held hands with a boy?
Oh, I've held hands with a guy. Yeah.
Wieners?
Oh, we never held wieners.
Okay.
I've never had his wiener in my hand.
Oh, all right.
Seen it, but never held it.
Okay.
Oh. Never have I ever had a celebrity doppelganger. I picked this just for you. Jordan,
who's
your
yours?
Ooh, somebody, you speak. I'm not doing
it. I don't have any.
So Chris, Dustin, and I have celebrity doppelgangers, and Stacey does not. Yes, you do. Rumor Willis. You look like Rumor Willis.
So
Rumor
rude.
Willis. You just wait. That's making its way into my rap. Yes, celebrity doppelgangers. Who is yours, Chris? I'd know yours. The guy
Gus
from All
Unger Jay. Hamilton.
Yeah.
Travis Kelce, but it's slowly, more and more people have been saying Paul Rudd lately, and it's kind of bothering me.
Like, you look like Paul Rudd?
No, I'm not at all.
Thank you.
No.
Thank
not at
you.
All.
I don't get it.
No, because Paul Rudd is actually kind of cute.
But then,
stop
that. You mean,
stop that.
We had the person come in that said I looked like the Hemsworth, whichever one of them.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I've gotten multiple ones. I was like, Paul Rudd, can we not?
I'll take Paul Rudd over.
Oh, are you insulted by the link of Paul Rudd?
Strawberry Mama?
Really?
Can you...
You guys, don't forget that I am Fred Armisen, okay? So, never have I ever been caught enhancing my resume. Yes, of course. Anybody else?
Mm.
No? Chris,
well,
okay.
Just taking your titles and elaborating them on a little bit
That's
better.
That's enhancing! Why do you have trouble with this?
Okay, then yeah.
Yes, of course. That's exactly what it is.
All right.
Oh, come on. You guys have never said that you were proficient with, like...
I've never been caught.
Oh.
Yeah. I've definitely
No,
lied.
When I started here, Jordan just assumed things and was like, oh, you're proficient with this. And I was like, Jordan, I've never used that. And she's like, oh, I told everyone you knew how to do that. I was like, okay, well, we need to learn that fast.
You've never had the jobs where you're like, oh, yeah, I could do Microsoft Excel like a... boss, and then they're like, all right, cool, whole job is in Microsoft Excel, and you're like, oh my god, what am I doing?
There aren't enough YouTube tutorials in the world to teach you that in a night.
Yeah, and you should probably know that before you go in instead of, like, Googling that while you're at the job. Chris, what's next for never have I ever?
Never have I ever told a story just to impress someone, or what's your default impressive story?
We all have. Dustin.
All the time. Every girl I've ever met. Oh yeah, you know, I've done that. Yeah, you know. I'm pretty big deal. I mean, I can't tell you the story right off the top of my head, but if we had someone in here that I needed to impress, I could woo them. I could wow them. I've been to 48 states. Not a big deal.
Stacey?
I've been to 49 states.
I've been to all 50 bitches.
Did you guys just prices right me?
Yes, she did.
All aboard the TMI train. This is Never Have I Ever.
Dustin.
Never have I ever said something surprising while talking dirty.
Huh.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I've taken it too far and been like, I'm going to murder your entire family. Like, I do
that. Is
that
sexy?
Stuff. Yeah, to me.
Okay, cool.
You know, when you're choking someone and then you're just like, I'm going to kill you.
I'm going to kill you and your entire family.
Yeah! No, yes, no.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what have you said, Dustin?
It wasn't surprising to her. It was surprising to me. It was the first time we had done anything, and as she was, you know, doing stuff to me, I told her I loved her for the first time. Obviously, that relationship did not pan out, and that was a surprise to me. I was like, did I really just say that right now?
Wow.
This was not the appropriate time for that.
I had a dream last night that I said that. And as it was coming out of my mouth, I was like, what the hell? Like, it was all in slow motion. I was like, what?
like very much like, oh,
oh man, Stacy,
that
was so funny.
So you're not at the I love you part of your relationship yet?
No.
Oh, wow. One more time. What?
So
not there
next?
Yet, Stacy.
Who's next?
You
might
are
be you,
fool.
Stacy.
It's you, fool.
Stacy, it's you.
Oh, never.
She, you guys, buzz ma'am, she just like looked at all of us like, let's just move the subject on. And now her face is a beret red. Chiefs,
Stacey's
Chiefs
face
Friday
is
red.
I'm sweating.
Chiefs Friday
Stacey
red.
Can't handle
never
it.
Have I ever imagined having children with a particular celebrity?
Stop looking at me. All right, I have.
Yeah.
Chris has. Stacy has. I think everybody on earth knows what mine is, so we'll just move on over to Chris. Celebrity that you dreamed or thought about having kids with.
Reba McEntire.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Whoa, whoa, what?
Yeah.
That's just a pass? Well, I feel like she's gone through menopause.
I mean, probably
maybe
not.
Maybe not now.
Back in the day, but for choosing today, it's Rachel McAdams, but definitely something about Reba McEntire. She's had my heart since like 95.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't have one.
Oh, okay.
Other than you, of course, Jordan, Justin Timberlake, obviously, or Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, yes. Stacey, that's not a good one.
Which one?
Both.
What, Leonardo DiCaprio?
Oh, my God.
I need to nail that down.
Hi. Are you at the I love you stage of your relationship yet?
I need to nail down Leonardo DiCaprio.
Good luck with
that. I need
that.
To...
Good luck with that, Stacey.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Let's make... Can you do that by Monday so we can have the story?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going
to
work on it. I've got a few days to do that. Yeah,
go buy a Prius and say you're donating some money to the environment and he'll give you a call back.
All I have to say is be like, hey, Leo, like at him on Twitter, be like, Stacey Moody from The Buzz.
You're not even verified yet, girl.
Ah!
Relax. Relax. We'll get you there, though.
Poop on my parade.
Are you
time.
At the I love you part of your relationship
are we doing
yet?
The, next, who's, are you next?
Your face is so red. All right. Never have I ever had to move back in with my parents.
Ugh.
I have. Stacey has. Chris has.
Never left.
Dustin has never left. Yeah. When I screwed up college because I was on drugs the whole time, then my parents were like, we're done wasting money. If you're not going to pay attention, you can move back in with us. So, yeah. I think I was like 20 to 21. And then I got the hell out of Dodge. But Chris.
I didn't have to. I just decided to. And I was just saving up money and everything. And I was... a year there, then I went back on my own again.
Nice.
So nothing to that story.
Okay.
I had to a couple times. One time a roommate did not work out. It was horrible. And then I broke up with my boyfriend I was living with. And, you know.
Did you reach the I love you stage with your boyfriend that you were living with?
With the guy I was living with at the time?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I did.
How long did it take for you to get there?
Several months. But I also knew him like all throughout.
Similar story with AZ
there. All throughout school, which is like high school, middle school. So not just 2 years.
Your current boyfriend has his own side table.
We'll break it, Strawberry Mama.
Yeah,
don't
Strawberry
worry.
Mama.
Dustin, you next?
Nope. Chris is.
Chris, you next?
Never have I ever shown someone else my poop.
Oh, come on now.
Yeah. Absolutely not.
What?
Okay.
What?
Okay.
Dustin and I are ladies, and we have never done that before, but Chris and Stacy have... Actually, Dustin, you feel like you have something to say?
Why is it 7:40 in the morning, and we're talking about poop?
Well, that's a card's fault.
Oh, my God.
I agree with you, but I've never shown someone...
But that's my thing. Like, first off, don't talk about your poop. Second off, why are you showing people your poop?
Oh,
sometimes
your poop.
You take a picture and send it to your significant other.
Why? No, that's
no,
too close.
You don't.
To be like, look what just came out of my hole.
Right. So,
no
similar.
Way.
I had the similar situation, but with my brother.
You
we
turned
were,
to
we had a poop
brother?
Off. We had a poop off.
There was.
Also, Dustin, everybody poops.
Yeah, everybody poops, but not everybody documents it.
Well, no, but we can talk
it to
about
other
it, though.
Sorts it into file folders and is like, this one's for him. No.
Don't act like I don't have an Excel file. I couldn't even say that.
You're so proficient with Excel.
All right.
No. Never have I ever used someone's login.
Oh, please.
Of course. Yes. All four of us have. I still use my parents' login for HBO because I ain't going to pay for that if they've already got it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Chris. I had a friend's Netflix account for like 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
I got someone's Netflix account. I didn't even know her. I was just using her Netflix account.
Damn, are you still doing that?
No. Because she messaged me on Twitter and was like, are you using this? And I was like, yeah, my bad. And she's like, no, it's fine. You can keep using it. I just needed to know who all was using it. Totally cool with it.
Wild. Stacey?
Yeah, Netflix. I have my mom's login for all the cable channels that I like to watch.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to get one of those.
I don't feel like you ever have to stray far from that. Yeah, I'm paying like all my bills and everything, but again, like HBO, that extra like $9.99 a month. Mm-mm.
That it's like 15.
Oh my God,
that's way
gross.
Too much.
Way too much, Stacey. I think it's your turn.
Oh, is it good?
Yeah, I'm really glad that you're not in charge of paying attention to whose turn it is.
Never have I ever. Again, I picked this out for you. Mm-hmm. Never have I ever taken an Uber when I should have just walked. Jordan, you need to put I have.
I have. Wait, why are you have not? Dustin and I have.
I have not.
Stacey and Chris have not.
I have a story for you.
What?
It was after emo night, the first one in Kansas City.
Right.
And we were at Riot Room. And we were going to walk to either my place or someone else's place that was like half a block away.
Yeah.
And you are trying to get an Uber for half a block.
So?
And you're like, I'm not walking. I'm like, Jordan, it's right over there. She's like, nope.
It's scary out there. Emo night ends at like 2 o'clock in the morning. It's scary.
No, you can't call an Uber for a half a block.
Yes, you can if it's scary. Not unless you get shot.
Not unless you tip them like $10.
That's fine. I'll tip them $10.
Okay, then you're fine.
I'm just saying, it's scary out there, especially at night. People should take more Ubers. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. It was half a block.
So what?
Oh, my God.
And then I remember I had to walk it, and I was mad the whole time. I was so mad the whole time. Yeah. I think I started crying, actually.
There were a few complaints.
I think I started crying. Okay, never have I ever hidden something when people came over. I have. Chris has. Dustin has. Stacey.
Nah.
Stacey has not.
My room gets locked. Don't touch my stuff.
People can't go into your room?
I mean, they can if I trust them. Don't touch my stuff. I don't want strangers in my room. I have a lot of knickknacks that they could easily put in a pocket.
Paddywhacks.
And I wouldn't knickknack paddywhacks. And
give
my dog a bone, then they can take my stuff.
Okay. That just got real country. Yeet.
Yeet, yeet, yeet.
Chris, what do you hide when people come over?
When children come over, I have to hide my toys.
Oh.
Which ones?
My model cars.
Oh, I was talking bedroom toys.
Oh, see, I went like weed paraphernalia.
Yeah, that's the first thing. Your Gandalf type.
Well, that's all put away and safe, but I'm not having these children play with my toys.
Your what toys?
My model cars.
Your model cars.
118th diecast. I'm kind of obsessed with those and collecting those.
Jordan, what do you hide?
It's a back massager.
I'm sure it is.
It's a back massager.
Uh-huh.
When I moved here, there was a problem with the bathroom, and I just moved everything in. Was really, really dead tired, and because I had to direct the moving men to where to put stuff.
Oh my God.
Oh God, that's not funny to anybody else. Okay. I was tired from directing the moving men.
Oh, that's all you were doing?
Yeah. I wasn't moving anything. I was so tired.
Oh my God.
I'm telling
God.
Them, that goes over there. No, that heavy thing, move it over there.
Few more feet.
I don't
few
like more feet it there. This way. Yeah, try, bring it back out to the car, bring it back. And maybe I've got this. But anyway, so my back hurt from all that pointing, and I used my back massager, and my back massager, I know the Buzz family knows the story, it looks like it could be something else.
Is it the one with the rotating head?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, I used it on my back. No, it's not. Used it on my back. Passed out. Next morning, there's a knock on the door, and it's the maintenance man to fix something in the bathroom. Bathroom is through the bedroom, and he walks in and he looks right at that thing.
I have a question. Is back, you
code?
Use it on your back, is that code for vagina?
No, it's my back. It's a back massager.
I'm sure.
It really is.
It's
all
not.
Right, let's keep going. Whose turn is it?
Never have I ever seen something on the internet that I wish I hadn't seen.
That's all of the internet.
All of us. Yeah.
You get deep into those porn pages and you're like, man, I wish I hadn't seen that one.
No. 2004, there was one of those like really horrible websites that put all the bad stuff.
Like rotten.com.
Yes.
Or the dirty.
This one was called steakandcheese.com. And they had, I know, it's not around anymore.
Was it two girls, one cup?
No, it was when it was the soldier's head getting cut off.
Oh, I remember that one.
No.
Like he was screaming and then
his
head wasn't attached to his body. And I threw up all over myself and I didn't eat meat for like a month. It was so heartbreaking and horrible.
Nah, slow-mo 4K video of a shotgun blast to the head.
Why would you watch that?
I see things in this world too. Well, being in my previous profession, like documentingreality.com, there's things in this world that
they can't be unsung.
That was not a
You did not answer the question at all. You danced around it.
Yeah, what was the question again?
Why would you watch that?
Why would you watch? You looked up.
I didn't look it up. I just happened to see that. Also, I'm like,
okay,
whoa.
But Chris, you saw the title and you went, you know what? This is something I need to see.
My scientific exploration took the better of me.
How did you feel after you saw that?
Ooh, maybe a little queasy.
And then you went into the business of fixing, preparing dead bodies?
Yeah, and then I searched up other 4K videos.
Ugh.
Somebody's recording those.
Somebody's shooting people and recording them?
I mean, they're ISIS.
You know, it's probably that the dress person killer.
Oh, the ice cream. The
ice cream cone killer.
Cone killer?
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
ICK.
Never have I ever bought a weird combo of things from the grocery store. I just don't want to hear Chris's answer.
Yeah, of course. All right, all four of us have. What?
I think Chris wins, so I just want to hear his.
You want to hear mine?
Yeah, well, weird combo.
I'm trying to think which one is the weirdest.
I mean, I had protein bars, poopery, and condoms. Oh, and ice cream.
Can you top that? Can you top that, Chris?
It was at, does it have to be a grocery store or any place that I
went? It can be probably anywhere.
Yeah.
A party size bag of M&Ms, mm-hmm. A box of nails, and some chandelier crystals.
Okay, that's not even.
Mine's way worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One more time.
Mine was cooler duct tape and condoms, man. Like, work with me here.
Cooler?
I like that.
Duct tape and condoms. What was yours again?
Mine was protein bars. Poopery, the toilet spray, condoms, and ice cream.
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
We got some jobs coming to Kansas City. Christopher, tell us, Mo.
We do. So the USDA was transferring from Washington, D.C. to Kansas City, and a lot of the D.C. bitches were like, oh, we're not going to go to Kansas City. So there's a lot of job openings for Kansas Cityans that are going to pay really well.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Screw them for not wanting to come
right?
here. Dustin.
Billie Eilish is back in the news. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah.
But this time she's explaining the lyrics for Bad Guy.
You will never catch a bad bitch telling everybody that she's a bad bitch. It's you.
So she's basically saying that if you're a bad guy, if you doubt this, you won't be going around bragging to people. You won't be like, yeah, I'm a bad bitch, or yeah, I'm a bad dude. Bad people just do bad things without bragging about it.
17-year-old white girl.
Exactly.
Come on. I'm so bad. Who has like security and safety and blah, 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 blah. You don't know anything about being bad. 17 years old. Sorry, I think I'm PMSing. Chris.
Electric scooters and baby strollers. Combine them so you don't have to use any energy to push your babies. This is going to happen. It has a 9-mile range, which won't allow for the lengthiest of walks. How is a 9-mile not a lengthy walk?
That's a lengthy walk. But I'm about to go right now to your baby registry and buy something not in that price range for Saturday, because that sounds very expensive. Stacy, you've got the Popeye story. They will not go away.
What would you do if you had a craving for a limited chicken sandwich and they were out when you got there?
I'd obviously rob them at gunpoint.
Okay, let's pretend you didn't say that.
Okay.
Why do you ruin it every time?
Breaking news from Southeast Houston. Police just tweeting that a man pulled a gun inside a Popeye's restaurant after being told they were out of those chicken sandwiches. We're told the employees ran out of the restaurant and the man with the gun also took off. Police tonight are looking for him.
Listen up, Popeye's. You think this is a joke? You think you can just run out of these chicken sandwiches? No. No, you can't. We ain't messing around out here.
I need to try this stupid thing now.
I haven't tried it.
Me neither.
I want to so bad. No Popeye's chickens that I went to had it.
I think we've reported a news story on it every day for like 2 weeks.
But there is a way to find out where and when they're available. Stacey, that was the second part of your news story. Did you do it?
There's an app you can download.
Yeah.
That's about as far as I got.
Okay. You can download the Popeyes app and turn on push notifications and set your home Popeyes, and they will let you know when the chicken sandwich is available.
The link that you provided did not have that information in it.
I'd like to point out the fact that, man, you could have just Googled that part and added that to your story.
sports.
So in sports, Sporting KC won. They won 1-0 with this goal.
He keeps it alive. Back to Johnny Russell. Johnny Russell just can't get enough.
Sounds like me at a buffet.
Just can't get enough.
Enough. Goes to the bathroom, vomits it all up, comes back. Just can't get enough. Sorry.
But in other local news, the Royals have been bought by John Sherman. But the owners have to vote on this November 21st, so all the owners in the MLB have to agree. They don't see a problem with that.
Wait, this is a good thing, though. Royals are probably going to stay here.
Yes, he has spent the last over four decades in Kansas City. He's made it his home. The only rumor is that he's going to move the team downtown.
Oh.
I don't see that happening. I just don't see the space for it. And they already have the stadium. They just redid it not that long ago.
Okay. That sounds good.
But it was, we're staying. Yeah. We're staying here. That's okay. The important thing.
Whew, the Kansas City Royals.
The Kansas City Royals.
All right. You got tickets.
I do have tickets for tomorrow's game, Wednesday night against the Tigers. So, okay. First caller, 576-7965.
See what she's up to when the show isn't on. Follow Jordan Silver on Instagram.
Stacey Mooney, introduce that song because you love it. Matt Mason.
Cringe.
Cringe.
Are you kidding me?
I cannot believe I forgot that. That's what happens when you're on the spot. It's okay. Totally understand. Thank you so much for that, Stace.
Hey, you know what? Anything for you, babe.
If you haven't listened to the stripped version, I would recommend that.
He takes his clothes off?
No, just the piano.
Bruh. Uh-huh. It's so...
It's good.
Any version of this song is good. Matt Mason is...
Does no wrong.
Good stuff. Good stuff, man.
He's to you what Billie Eilish is to most people.
Yeah, he is the new William Eilish.
That might be a stretch, but I mean, he's getting there.
Okay.
He's a good dude.
All right.
Okay.
Yep. So, you guys, I have the worst luck when it comes to anything and everything, and especially when it comes to car stuff, and especially when it's a holiday weekend.
Okay.
I was going to emo night on Friday in Lawrence, which is a nice little drive, whatever.
It is.
I feel like it is.
No, it is.
It is, yeah.
Except for
you have
enough
to pay that stupid toll to, I don't know.
Oh, you should have went K-10. You don't have to pay the toll.
Yeah, that's a stupid toll.
Dangerous road.
Is it?
Is it?
Yeah. Don't a lot of people die on that road?
I don't know.
Did you have car trouble?
Sorry.
On the way to Lawrence?
So you were going to Lawrence.
I finished up everything. I did everything that I needed to do on Friday, on Thursday. So I could hop in the car and go to Lawrence right after the show. So give Chris a couple things that he has to do before the show is totally uploaded to the podcast, and go out to my car, hop in it, turn it on, and it says low front tire.
Oh,
okay.
And I'm about to drive to Lawrence.
Well, it's not like you're driving to Colorado, first off, okay? Yeah,
but
it's
still
not like it's an 8-hour drive. Also, it's a flat tire. Go air it up.
I don't want to drive like that. Plus, my car does not have a spare tire, by the way. So if the tire goes, it just goes. It goes.
Oh, okay.
So, big problem. So I was like, all right, you know what? The dealership is right up here. I'll go take it to the dealership. So I do.
You need to just go to QT first and fill the air up with tire? Fill the tire up with air?
Yeah.
That's the first thing you do is go to QT.
That's
go
what
to
I'm
the
saying.
Free air.
Jordan, good job on being a responsible car owner and just saying, I have a problem.
Hold on.
Let's fix it.
Yeah. There's so much glass all over the place.
She doesn't have time to go to QT and fill it up and then get halfway to Lawrence
right. And
then the air run out.
And then God only knows what happened because a stupid car doesn't have a spare tire. So.
Emo night started at like 9. You left here at 9 a.m.
Yeah.
You had 12 hours.
I don't want car trouble. Like, this came
God.
Out of nowhere. Out of nowhere. So I go to the dealership, and I'm there for 2.5 hours.
Oh.
Which is actually a short amount of time, because I just pulled up, and I was like, there's something wrong with my tire. They take a look at it, and they do this thing where they're like, there's nothing wrong with it.
Hmm.
And I'm like, there has to be something wrong with it. The air went out of it. And they're like, we looked at everything. There's nothing wrong with it. But it has no air, and the car said there was a problem with it.
So what happened?
Sensor went bad?
No, it wasn't the sensor at all either.
Hmm.
What happened?
And you saw the tire had low air, right?
Yes. So they put a little bit more air in it. It held it. They said that they looked all around it, and there was no issue with it there.
Hmm.
And so instead, though, thanks, you know, because this is how it works, they found 3 other problems with my car that were expensive.
Oh, my God.
And so I had them fix those, but never had a single problem. They never fixed the tire.
What's your tire, like, since then? What has happened? Any notifications?
I haven't really used it. Then this morning, the tire was low again. I was like, come on, man.
Just go.
The whole thing could have been avoided by some free air at QT.
Agreed.
No, they put air in it, and it went low again.
it's low again.
Yes.
What do they fix on your car?
The serpentine belt.
Okay.
So
okay.
Some snake thing.
No.
Oh. Some pulley for the water.
Water pump.
How many miles does your car have?
Has 30,000 now. And, oh, it has 30,000, like 25 miles on it. So the warranty's up now.
Jesus.
I thought you're not supposed to get that stuff until you're like at 100,000 miles. Did they swindle you?
Probably. They didn't even fix a tire. That's the best part. The tire was the thing. I was like, they're like, you know, if it happens again, bring it back and we'll give you a new tire. I'm like, how about you do that now?
Just give me the tire now.
How about you do that now? Throw that in with the other $579 worth of stuff that I had done.
Did you look at any other cars?
No.
You had 2.5 hours.
You were dedicated to emo night. You paid a lot of money just so you'd make sure you got there.
I know. There were so many signs that I shouldn't go because then I went home and I wasn't feeling well. And I was like, you know what? I'm still going to emo night. Still going to do it. Went to Lawrence. Had the best time. Ugh. The people that run it said that that was probably one of their favorite ones of all time. So we're going to have to really go hoard.
Way hoard.
Real hoard.
Balls to the wall.
Yes. When we have emo night on September 27th at Riot Room.
Yes!
Emo night's coming back to town. September
27th. Cannot wait to wear my sad AF shirt. Oh my God, I love emo night.
Stacey Moody, everybody.
Jordan Silver on 96.5. The Buzz.
So this is the second time in about 2 weeks that Hopcat in Westport has changed my life.
Right?
The first time was they were the place that gave me the glass of ice with my White Claw, and it changed my life. It is how you drink a White Claw, and it's so good. And now we have Jesse Nelson, who is the executive kitchen manager of Hopcat in Westport. You brought in three fries,
ugh,
three kinds of new fries that people are going to vote on and pick the best of. Could you, well, first off, hello, welcome. How are you?
Thank you. I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for bringing everything in. I thought we were going to try to wait until we were all live on air to eat them for the first time, but we couldn't make it that far.
Yep. Nope.
They smell so nice and they're so good. But yeah, can you explain these three different kinds of fries?
Yeah. So we have three new fries that we're introducing. We have a Fiesta fry that's going to come with sour cream. Shakshuka fry that comes with our famous cheese sauce.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pilpachuma spice that's going on there. And then we have funnel fries, which those come with the chocolate sauce. So
good. So you guys are known for your fries.
Yep.
This is a thing. When I was scooting there, my friend said that you guys had crack fries because they're so good. But that was actually a name that you had to change?
Yep, we changed it at the beginning of the year just to be a little more PC, I guess.
Oh, man. But they are, like, literally when you eat fries that are that good, they're like crack fries. And
yeah,
so
yeah.
When I tried them, I was like, this is one of the best things I've ever put in my mouth.
It's been a solid, like, minute since I've had a fry, and I'm starting to itch.
You can go over there and have some fries.
Fries.
I was doing crack once, and I was like, oh, this is like some Hopcat fries.
Which fries were your favorite out of those three? Because there's going to be a contest going on. You can try these fries at Hopcat and go to decidethefries.com to pick the one out of those three that you like the most. And what happens to the winning fry, Jesse?
So the winning fry will be on our menu starting in 2020. So it'll be a mainstay on the menu. And then also we're going to pick three winners just randomly out of whoever votes. You can vote once every day.
Mm-hmm. That'll be Stacey, by the way.
Yep, yeah. Every day.
Mm-hmm.
So the grand prizes, we'll be putting the person on our menu innovation team.
Yes.
They'll be a taste tester for us for a whole year.
I'm so jealous.
I know.
I want to be a part of this team more than anything in the world.
Hey, what about your current job right now? What about here at the radio station?
I stand by what I say.
Okay. All right. All right, Stace, let's talk about these fries.
Yeah.
Dustin, can you hand us over the Fiesta fries first, please? Mm. These are so good. So these come, the Fiesta fries. Can you describe a little bit more about the difference in the fries and then what it comes with? Or what, like, can you describe, like, what the taste is? I'm very bad at describing the taste of the Fiesta
fries. The Fiesta fries is kind of like a taco seasoning flavor.
Mm-hmm.
And then the sour cream is pretty straight up.
Yeah. That's good. What do you guys think?
I love those.
Yeah. These are really good. Chris?
Delicious.
Delicious. Okay. The other ones, because we're eating on air.
I know. Stay trying not to chew into it.
Shakshuka.
Shakshuka.
Where'd the name come from?
Not sure.
Okay. Come up with a crazy story that has something to do with the movie Shazam.
Yep. We named him after Shaq Diesel. So we just kind of had to play a little name game with it, and we came up with shakshuka.
Shakshuka, and this comes with, I'm eating, this comes with a cheese sauce.
Yep.
To dip it into.
That's our famous cheese sauce, so that comes with our regular cosmic fries, and you can add to any meal.
I highly suggest, because I just want a bucket of that.
Yeah. Yep. I can see you. Stace, what's your favorite so far?
Fiesta, for sure.
Okay, Fiesta, what do you guys think?
Shakshuka.
Oh, really?
I like the shakshuka and then the Fiesta ones.
Okay.
It's a very close tie.
Yeah.
You got to do it without the sauce.
I know. Look, I've never eaten before, okay?
She's eaten a lot, everybody. Chris, your favorite.
My favorite are the ones you're about to try.
Okay, these are the funnel cake fries.
Yeah, I didn't think I would like these, but these surprised me, and they are delicious.
They're like a dessert.
They are. They're so good. They're good with the chocolate, but they're also very good without the chocolate. I know, right?
Mmm.
Have you eaten them without the chocolate
I'm
yet?
Doing that right now. I'm actually eating them in front of you, too.
I know.
To make you jealous.
I'm salivating.
The funnel cake fries. These are really good. These are. To me, these are in their own little world.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Like dessert.
Yep.
No.
Give me!
No!
Yeah!
No, wait, hold on. Ugh. All right. Describe the funnel cake fries.
They're just really, really sweet. They almost have like a cinnamon and sugar flavor to them. They literally taste like the funnel cake.
Oh, my God.
Cake
like a funnel cake?
How does she get all the fries over there?
Heck, yeah. Those are mine now.
See, with me, those are just, they're sweet, and they're like a dessert. So I can't imagine getting those as like a side with a burger. I can just imagine those getting those at the end of the meal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm. You know how you like pour ketchup or some sauce on your fries? What if you put the chocolate sauce all over these fries?
Are you serious?
You're just talking about
I'm not going to do it.
You can do that.
I know, but can you imagine?
Yes.
All right.
It sounds beautiful. All right. So these are the three new kinds of fries that are going to be available today.
Yep,
at Hopcat. Until when?
Until the end of September.
Okay, cool. And then so you can try them. You have do people have the ability to try all of them like we're doing right now?
Yep.
When they go to Hopcat?
We are doing a flight of them, so you can get a flight of all three of them for $15.
Awesome. You can try them.
Or you can try just one of them by itself for $6.
Awesome. And then so you can vote on which one of your favorite, decidethefries.com. And that fry is going to get a year-round spot on the Hopcat menu. These are good.
Whoa. Yeah, they are.
Very good. Mm. So our favorites are which ones? Stacey?
Mine's a Fiesta.
Okay. Chris?
The final waffle fries.
Okay.
I'm going with shakshuka.
Dustin likes shakshuka.
Why are you going to go with Jordan?
I know.
We are split evenly. Factor.
I think I'm with the funnel cake fries at the very end. Yeah, I like something very sweet, so you can check this out. Jesse from Hopcat, thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Jordan, Silver, and friends.
Stace.
Yeah.
Number one responsibility while on the radio is?
Talking on the radio?
Yeah.
Stacey, we're still working.
Yeah.
I am working over here.
You are not working over here. We've already decided our favorites.
I am continuing the contest. Okay.
You don't just get to steal his microphone because you can't walk back over to your spot.
Here, Dustin. Okay. I'm going to eat these damn fries. Y'all are going to leave me alone and let me be in fat heaven over here. Okay. You got that? We all good?
It's all good.
It's all good.
I think that's pretty fair. Yeah?
Jordan, Silver, and friends on the bus.
Are you legitimately worn out from eating?
She is. I need a nap.
She's tired
from eating.
Did you see how hoard I was going on them fries?
So hoard on the fries.
I went hoard.
Never seen anyone go so hoard before.
I know.
It just sounds weird when you say it, Chris. I love you.
I've never seen you go so hoard before.
She's literally tired from eating.
I am so exhausted.
Is this what you're like at Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm going to lay on the floor.
It smells like fries in here. It's awesome.
I'm never going to wash my hands.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
We need to pump your stomach.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Can we do that?
So you can eat more?
Yeah.
Fries?
I'm just going to go vomit this up and then come right back in.
Right back in.
God.
Tomorrow is going to be a fun day. It's also going to be the last day that we're live. Because I got... Yeah, well, you absolutely never know.
Today could be our last day live.
Yeah, it's real fun when they pull the plug on that and you have no idea. And you're like, well, that was the last thing that I ever said on the radio, on that radio station. No, I got my days screwed up and I have something this at the end of this week. So I'm taking some days off. We're going to do best of, which has been real fun to pull through. Mm-hmm. Go listen to the past 3 months worth of shows.
Oh, boy.
And
oh,
found,
my God.
What if that's all I did all weekend.
What a way to spend your days off.
That's me.
You found a solid 3 hours of content.
Six, because it's Monday and Tuesday. I mean, it's a Thursday and Friday.
Holy moly.
But it's going to be fun. It's going to be great. It's some of the funny. I was crying while I was pulling some of this
stuff.
I'm
excited.
Like,
just, it was all me. Don't worry. I was the funny one.
Well, just because you kept trying to swear. And there's a little bit of everyone in the stuff that we're going to play for the best of.
You don't have to be nice.
On Thursday and Friday.
We all know I'm the funniest.
Will there be any continuity issues with this?
What do you mean?
Like, will the Thursday episodes, are they all from Thursday? So if you ever say the day.
No, it's just the best of.
Just the best of.
Yeah, way to make it even harder on me.
Well,
while you are all doing lovely, fun things with your families, I was pulling this stuff. So anyway, but tomorrow is our last day that we're going to be live, although the show is going to be hilarious on Thursday and Friday, too, with our best of. Tomorrow is Mortified at 7:30.
And we're bringing it back to me.
More bringing it back to you.
More creative writing stories. So every day, starting at the beginning of class, we had a topic. We had to write about it. So we had journal entries. What I'm going to read tomorrow is, what kind of people drive you crazy and why?
How old were you when you wrote that?
High school. It's either sophomore or junior year.
Okay.
So.
Wow. What kind of people, what?
Drive you crazy and why?
Okay. What kind of people drive you crazy and why? I bet your teacher was just like, all right, Stacy, pens down. Just, pens down, Stacy.
I
kind of like us earlier. Stacy, step away from the fries. Stacy.
Step away from the fries. Also, tomorrow, we have tons of Blink-182 tickets.
Yeah.
For the show on Sunday with Lil Wayne at Providence / Sandstone /
Cricket
/
whatever else.
Verizon
/
Amplima Theaters.
Yep. How do you spell that, Jordan?
That's all tomorrow on this show.
If you need your Jordan Silver and Friends fix during the weekend, check out Jordan's Instagram at Jordin Silver.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.